We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Peivav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the second line from the bottom of Peivav Amud Aleph, the end of a line. Amar Rav Levi, G'doylo Tshuva Shemegas HaKisei HaKavod. Tshuva is great that it reaches until the Kisei HaKavod. Shneem, it says in the Pasuk, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha. Return Klai Yisrael Tol Hashem Lekecha. You see, it reaches, the Tshuva reaches Mamash Tal Hashem Lekecha. Amar Rav Yechanan, G'doylo Tshuva Shdeicha Yisrael Yisrael B'Torah. Tshuva is great. It's Deicha Aloy Sasa Shabbatayra. The Gemara can make an interesting drasha. We know that you're not only Machzer as Rushasai. If someone is married to Leah and then he gets divorced and he marries Rachel, he cannot go back marrying Leah. But the, Hashem says that even though the Eden went and left Hashem, Kav Yachal, and married the Avodah Zarah, I'm letting them come back. You're not only Machzer Rushasai. What do you mean? The law is if someone is married to Leah and then he go marries what?
I said it wrong.
You're right. If Leah is married to Reuven, you're right. Thank you. If Leah is married to Reuven and then she gets divorced and marries Shimon, she can't go back to Reuven. Okay. I hope you're right. So you can't go back to Reuven. Yeah. She can't go back to Reuven. So here also. Klai Yisrael also, they went ahead and married the Avodah Zarah. They are allowed to go back to Hashem. That's what it means. It's Doicha Loi Sasa Shabbatayra. They go back to Loi Sasa Shabbatayra. So the Gemara says, what do you see the Pasuk for that? In Yirmiyah, Shadam, it says in the Pasuk, Leimar, Hein Yeshulach Ishus Ishtoi. If someone sent away his wife, Vaholcham Yitav Hoyslish Acher, and she was married a different man, Hayoshuv Alea Oid, could they return? The Eden went and they went and went to Avodah Zarah. Ahi va'at zonisa reyim rabim v'shuv elai no Hashem. And still Hashem says you could return to me. V'shuv elai no Hashem. You could return to me. So you see that gedoyla tshuva that v'doycha lois haseshuv tayra of la yuchul baila harishoin of the din of machzer grishasa. Omer Rav Yerisim. Gedoyla tshuva shemekareves es gula. Tshuva is great. That's mekarev the gula. Shenamis in the pasuk uvalitzia and goyel ulshavei pesha v'yakiv. Ma tam uvalitzia and goyel. How will a gula come to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael? Meshum the shavei pesha v'yakiv. Because the Yidden did tshuva on the averus. Omrash lakish. Gedoyla tshuva shezodonis nas lakish gagus. Tshuva is big that the zodoin is nasent ashoigish. Then my chazan pasuk shuvu Yisrael Hashem alekecha ki kashalta bavaynecha. Kashalta is a lotion of like slipping, and bavaynecha is lotion mezid. Ha avi mezidu. The kari le michshol. We call it a michshol. See, with tshuva, it takes a av and turns to michshol. Frey the Gemara eini. Vamra shlokish gedoyl tshuva shezodoin is nasent ashoigish. Tshuva is so big that the zodin turns into a mitzvah. Shenema v'shuv rashim rishasai. When a rasha returns from his rishus va'asa mishpo tzedaka, then aleihem u'yichya. He's going to live on the averus. So you see, on one hand it turns into shaygi. The other hand it turns into a mitzvah mamish. Lekasha kavahava kamayira. One's mahava yira. Mahava turns to mitzvahs. Mayira just turns to shaygi. And there's a problem here. This gemara is really a steerer to Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph had said that if you do tshuva mahava, then it turns into a shaygig. If you do tshuva meyira, then there's still a stain there. This Gemara is taking it further, saying the meyira is a shaygig, and mahava is like a zechuya. So Chayyot Tzavachloikas Amaroyim had to learn this Gemara, had to learn how to teach these, what's the halacha of mahava meyira, if it turns into a zechuya or not. Omram Shmuel Baruch Meyam Yenison. Tshuva is very, very big because it can give you long life. Shenem is in the pasuk we just read. It says at the end of the pasuk, aleihem uyichya. Because of those averus, you will live through the tshuva. Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav Rav, Moshe the Rabbi Amari. Borei shloi kmiyas karis baruch hu b'yis basav adam. Akaris baruch hu, it doesn't have midas of basav adam. Midas basav adam, manket es chaver b'dvarim. If someone insults his friend, then Sofik mispayet. Some take out the word dvarim. If he insults his friend, sofik mispayet menu. Sofik mispayet menu. This is sofik. If you can even get him to forgive you or not. Vimtayim mispayet menu. Even if it's someone who will forgive you, sofik mispayet dvarim. Sofik ain't mispayet dvarim. It's a sofik. If you need money for this, lav dafka with words alone, you'll be able to get him to forgive you. That's by a regular person, a human. Avakarish Baruch Hu, all the money of Avera Beseiser, does Avera Beseiser, Mespais Menu Medvarim, he will get a kaparish of Dvarim alone. And why does it say Beseiser? So Rishash speaks out, the Fuke Chil Hashem, there maybe it won't help Dvarim alone. We said you need more than that, you need Misa maybe. Shinamak, Kuhu Yimachem Dvarim Veshuva El Hashem, says Hashem says, take with you Dvarim. It's a nevuah. Take with you dvarim and go back to Hashem. But loy oida, Hashem machs loy toiva. Not only that, Hashem is machs a toiva for you doing this. Remember, kach toiv. Loy oida, Hashem alakos v'kilu hikr parim. If you do tshuva, it's ki'ilu you a makriv cows parim. Shenema av neshama parim shvaseinu. Just by talking, it's like you brought a huge carbon. Shema toiv parichayva. Maybe it's only considered like a parichayv, but not like an adava. Tamalev no, erpa m'shevosam ayavim adava. That's even considered an adava. It's mamish like a present. So see how big tshuva is, that it works just with words alone, and the words alone have mayridika kaiches. It's mamish like bringing a big fat carbon, nadava. Tanya, harameya imre, gedoyla tshuva shevashvil yachid, ashas tshuva moich l'cholam kuloi. One person has tshuva, the whole world gets a kapara. Because you see in this pasuk, it starts with Lashon Rabim, and it says it's a yachid doing tshuva. Shnema, erpa meshuvasam oyavim nedava, which is all Lashon Rabim. Kishav api mimenu, because my anger was returned from this person because through tshuva. It doesn't say mehem, it says from them, mimenu, leinem el menu, from one person, one yachid does tshuva, he could cause a kapara for the whole entire world. What's called about tshuva? Om Rav Yehuda. That if some avera comes to him, he did avera, then again he does tshuva, and the avera, the opportunity rose again once, and he doesn't do it. Twice doesn't do it. We know he did tshuva. Machmi Rav Yehuda ba'isa isha. Rav Yehuda showed ba'isa isha. It has to be that same woman ba'isa perek, that same time ba'isa makim, that same place. What does it mean, machvi? So it means he's talking about three fingers. There's three things that it has to be the exact same situation. Same person, the same place, and the same perek, which is the same time. Now, what's by the perek? I mean, Rashi Mashma, maybe the same time of the year, but the Rambam learns, it means the same koiches, the same bachros. You know, if you see, the same story happens when he's 40 years older, it could be it's not the same kapara, because it's not a raya that he was nitzel mena. Rav Yehuda, Rav Rami. Ksiv, it says in a pasuk that David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Ashrei Nisui Pesha Kisui Chata. Praiseworthy is a person who gets a mechila on his averus and he covers his averus. So it's mashma, you're supposed to cover your averus. The Ksiv, another pasuk says, Mechasa Pesha, if someone covers the averus, lo yastich, will not be mastich. So do you cover your averus or do you expose your averus? What's the right thing to do? If everyone knows about the chait, so then it's a mitzvah to agree, to be maskim, to go berabim in front of everyone and say, I was wrong. When it's a chait that no one knows about, it's better to do tshuva in private, not publicly. Don't tell everyone about the chatam, because that's a chil Hashem. That's one teretz. Rav Zot Rav Tovi Amram Nachman, kam averis melam lechaveru, kam averis melam lemakim. Buy averis melam lemakim, there, you don't tell anyone about it. But ben el chaveru, you have to mefayis your friend. Dear, you should be megala to the rabbi and reveal it to the people and tell him what you did wrong and apologize. And it's a big shout out how we paskin. You need both things. That's a show. Ben adam lemakim, a lot of times we kept quiet. The ben el chaveru should be megala, reveal it to the rabbi. Tanya, if someone does aver one time, he gets a mechila, gets a kapara. Shnia meichum loy. A third time, gets a kapara. Shlishis. Meichem loy, a third time was getzavar. Revius ain't meichem loy. By the fourth time already, there's no mechila, which means that the way that Ravid learned, there's different ways to learn the Gemara. One way to learn the Gemara is that we said tshuva alone works is only the first three times. By the fourth time already, you need a little more than tshuva. You might need tshuva and yom kippur. That's one of the pshatim Rishonim that learned like that way. Shneur says in the pasuk, koyamar Hashem doesn't mean there's no ain't meichem loy at all. It means you need more. Tshuva alone won't work. You need more. You need the mitzvah maybe. Or you need Yom Kippur maybe. Shneur says in the pasuk, koyamar Hashem al shloisha pishi Yisrael v'al arba lo yishven, on the fourth one already, I'm not gonna give a kapara. Hashem says another pasuk v'aymer henkel el yifal kel pa'am shalosh im gever. Three times will work. More than that, not. My v'aymer. Why are we in a pasuk? Because the first pasuk talking about a tzibur, b'chitem hanemili b'tzibur, maybe only by a tzibur do we say that you get three times. Three times you get mechila. But yachid, maybe yachid, already after one time ready, and you did it again, maybe you don't get a kapara. That you will get a kapara the first three times, but the fourth time already you'll need more than just tshuva. You're not going to do that. Now talking about vidui. You have to vidui in kippur. Tana bana averis shesvad aleim in kippur yikburim zeh. Lo yisvad aleim in kippur macher. Averi that you have svadah this year in kippur, you don't have to misvadah for next year because you got a kapara already. You don't have to say it again next year. But if you did it again through the year, you have to be misvada again next Yom Kippur, which means you have to misvada on last year's avera also, because it looks like it wasn't a good. You really didn't do tshuva because you did it again this year. But let's say you didn't do it again. And you say vidu again on that averus. A lot of cost very make a kalav shashav akiyai kasil shayne bevalta. That looks like you're going back. A dog is going back to its vomit. So don't go back to the averus. You already got kapara. You already did it. You didn't do it again. Don't go back to it next year. Don't say it again next year. August is koshkin shemeshuvah. It's even better. And we pass it like this. If you want, you could say last year's averus. Shneimer says in the pasuk, keep a shoya ni edo bechatosi negesom. It's David Melch talking about the chet of Bathsheba. He says the chet is always in front of me at all times. So that means he didn't forget about it. He's always asking Hashem for kapar on it. Elamani mekayim kelav shavakia. So what's the pasuk of kelav shavakia going on? Rav Huna, the Rav Huna, kibin shav adam avera. Sometimes Avera, Vashana Bai, does it again, Hutterloi. It becomes Mutter for him. Break them up, Hutterloi. Sakadaita, it's Mutter. Elaiman Nas is like a Heter. It's like a Heter. So that's what it means. A Kel Shalakia, someone does Avera twice. That's terrible. He does Avera again, and that becomes in his mind like Heter, and therefore, that's the positive telling us, don't go back to Avera again. Vitzarach Lifreit is a Chet. When someone does Vidu, you can't just say, I did a Chet. You have to speak out what the Chet is. What's the Raya? Shinema, it says in the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, where he's talking to Hashem, he says, Ono choto amazeh chatog derlova yasu lahem el hezov. He davens to Hashem, he says, they did a big chait, Eden, and they made el hezov, which is the ego. Divri Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Rabbi Bava says, you have to mefaret as a chait. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Ashrei nesui pesha kisu chata. You don't have to say a chait. It's better if you keep it quiet, if you don't say the chait. And pastors, this Gemara is going, even in private, it sounds like. El Masha Oma Moshe v'yaslam helezav. What does Moshe mean by saying helezav? So what does it mean? If you're a Rabbi Akiva, which says all you have to do is say I was chayte, you don't have to speak out exactly what the chayte is. So then, what's behind the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says that they did helezav? So Gemara says what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. He was trying to get a limud zchus for Klal Yisrael. El Masha Oma Moshe v'yaslam helezav. Rabbi Yanai. Oh, Moshe Pnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam. Kesef v'zov sher beisa lehem li Yisrael, atcha omru dai, all that money, all the gold and silver you gave to the Eden until they said enough, goram lehem, caused them, she yasu lehezov, they should make the eagle. Like Rashi brings down the mashal, that there's Adam who had a ben na, and he's machiloi, maskei, over tell the kids, he gives him money, and he puts him on the Pesach of a Zoynais. What did you do not to be Chayte? So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem, he gave Klai Yisrael so much, what do you want from them? El Limud Zchus for them. That's what it means, El Hezav. Shnei Parnosim Toivim Omdu Lahem Li Yisrael. There were two leaders of Klai Yisrael, two huge leaders, David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnei Parnosim Toivim Omdu Lahem Li Yisrael. Moshe and David. Moshe Omar. Moshe said, whenever it says my einish in the Torah, write what I did wrong. Yichtav shechuni, write what I did wrong. Shnemar, yan lo yamanta bi lakdi sheni. It says a bunch of times in the Torah, every time it says about Moshe Rabbeinu not going to Eretz Yisrael, it says that he did avera of the Mei Meriva. He was not mekadosh Hashem by the Mei Meriva. And Rashi speaks out that if not that he wanted this to be in the Torah, it wouldn't have been there so many times. And he wanted it. But David said, don't write the parasha of Bathsheba on the Torah. Al yichtav serchuni. Shenema, ashrei nesui pesha kisui chata. David said, please cover my chata. Don't tell everyone about it. What's the pshat? Moshe the Moshe of David l'ma'a da'adayma. What's a Moshe of Moshe Rabbeinu? What is that similar to? What's the similar to? You take out the word David really, because it's really on Moshe. Two ladies who are Mechayiv, Malkus, and Bezdin. Achas Kilkolo, one did Aveira of Znus, and why getting Malkus? So the Mefarish is mutual with that. Why getting Malkus? You should get Misa if someone's Aishas Mizana. So it could be it was only Hasra for Malkus or other Pshatim, Ain the Rashash, Marshah, Meritzchias. Okay. Studosh was Loku Bezdin, Achas Kilkolo, one was Mizana, but Achas Akal Pagashvias, the other one ate unripe figs of Shemitah. You're not allowed to eat unripe fruit on Shemitah. Why not? Because that's called lehefsid. Since it's not a good food, it's like you're ruining it. You're destroying it. You're not destroying Shvi'ah's food. So one did that, the other one did that. So one's getting Malkus for Znus, which is very, very bad Aveira. The other one's getting Malkus for Shvi'ah's, which is also a bad Aveira, but it's not the same level. Omrelem oizesh akal pagas Shvi'ah's. The woman who's getting Malkus for Pagas Shvi'as asked, Kosher Vechem, Hey, Diyu Amahay Loika, tell everyone why I'm getting Malkus. So Yoimru Amash, Zu Loika, Zu Loika. Shouldn't say, oh, whatever, the same reason the other one's getting Malkus, I'm getting Malkus. Heviu Pagas Shvi'as, they brought figs of Shvi'as, Talbot Savar, they hung it on her neck, but Yimachrizin Lefanea, and they said in front of her, Vayimru Mal Iske Shvi'as, Hi Loika. She is getting only Malkus on Shvi'as and not on Znus, and that same thing Moshe Rabbeinu said. I don't want to think I did the Meraglim, did the Eagle. This does not look. Moshe Rabbeinu, very finished. What are you asking about? To show everyone that her Aveira was Pagi Shvi'as and not Znus. She didn't want to think that her Aveira is Znus. So Moshe Rabbeinu also, he didn't want everyone to think that his Aveira was one of the terrible Aveiras that he did, either Eagle or the Meraglim or the. Or the Misonim or anything like that, and he wanted it just to be that the Meiriva. Therefore, he said every time it says his Einish, the pasuk should say the reason is for Meiriva. That's the dimyon to this mashal.